just do a little stretching with me. We're also going to do a little choreography 101. Stretch all the way up to the ceiling. It's really pushing. If you can go up on your tiptoes even better, and then come back down, and as you roll down, do that one more time. Really push all the way down and up. Roll up and back down and off to the other side. Perfect. Okay, good. Shoulders around. Opposite direction. Alright. So, watch me. Easy stuff, okay? Great going, right? We're going to start with the right foot. We're going to cross in front. We're going to step, cross, step, together. Now we're going to go the opposite direction. Step first with your left and then cross in front. You go left, right, left, together. Okay? One, two, ready, and go. Right, left, right, touch, left, right, left. Now, let's do that kind of slow. One more time. So we step right, cross in front left, right, and then just a little touch, and then left, cross in front right, left, and touch. A one, a two, a right foot go. Right, left, right, touch, left, right, left, touch. Easy peasy, right? Good. Now, step, kick, step, kick, step, kick, step, kick.
Hold that all together.
Five, six, ready, and go. And right, left, right, touch, left, right, left, touch. Step and kick, step and kick, step and kick, step and kick. Simple. Okay, I'll mirror you. Here we go. Five, six, ready, and go. And right, left, right, touch, left, left, touch, step, kick, step, kick, step, kick. Little bit faster. Five, six, here we go. One, two, three, and touch. One, two, three, touch, step, and kick, step, kick, step, kick, step, and kick. Good. Now, when we get to the kicks, when you do the first step, you bend your knees a little bit. So it's down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. Okay? Also, the grapevine has a little level to it, too. One, two, three, touch. One, two, three, touch. One, two, ready, and go, and right, left, right, touch, left, right, left, touch, down and up, down and up, down and up, down and up. Good. Now, angles. Okay, when you do the kick line, when you go down and kick, try to have it so that your toe is pointed, so not flexed, not like this, but pointed. Okay, and then also shoot for like the corner, 45 degrees. Okay? Now, when we're on curved risers, kick lines are hard. Because your 45 degrees may be at a different starting angle than others. So when we do the kick line, you have to be square in the audience. But we're all choosing the same 45 degree angle. Does that make sense? So when we get to the kick line, if you're like on this end of the risers, don't go like this. Obviously, right? You need to square up to the front, wherever you are, and do the kick. Let's do it again. Five, six, give, and the step, and touch, and down, and kick, down, and kick, down, and kick, down. Okay, we're in there. That's your homework. Work on that. We're going to be talking a little bit more about that when we get to 19 after the break. But that was a good way to just kind of do some warm-ups, right?